Let's go back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with more of the Breakfast Club. Here's your host, John Boggs.
You know, Jeff, were you listening to our first segment when I was talking with Dave Wade about, I guess you were, about belly dancing?
Yeah, you know, about the belly dancing, yes.
You know, they have a Pilates class, and I know you're laughing.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
No, okay. No, you don't. No, you don't. My son used to be a personal trainer, and he told me years ago that if you want to change the shape of your body, that it's not lifting weight or dieting, but stretching. Mm. Oddly enough, you'll change the shape of your body more by doing stretching than you will by lifting weights or dieting.
Okay.
So, and I know Pilates is part of that discipline, has a lot of stretching to do with it. So if you want to change your shape a little bit, go out there and try the Pilates.
I was
going
to say, you're really stretching it right now.
I just thought it might be something interesting, and maybe I could motivate you to go do some exercising. Okay. So you and I got to get in shape, because on October 14th, we have Taste of Jay County, and I know you and I are going to be out there sampling all that food.
You know, the one thing that I get my exercise right now, when my arm or elbow bends, my mouth flies open. So, you know, that's the kind of what I get.
That's kind of an automatic.
It's the seafood diet. You know, the seafood diet, you see it and eat it. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk to these ladies. Maybe they'll be more interesting than you and I.
Thank you.
Well, that's a lot of pressure, John.
Yeah. Well, we've set the standard pretty low.
No, I was going to say just the opposite.
Well, tell us, you know, this is your, is it three?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. No wonder I'm so big. I've been to three of these already. Well, Taste of Jay County. And this is not a unique concept in other communities or here, but it sure has gone over well.
Yes, it has. This is our fourth year, and we're proud to host that again at the Community Center here in Portland. And that date is October 14th, so if you haven't seen the posters or the newspaper advertisements or heard it on the radio station, make sure you mark your calendars and get those tickets bought.
Yeah. You know, people have a tendency to wait until the last minute. And the bad thing about that is you only sell so many tickets, so you've got to get your ticket. I know last year I called down the chamber and said, hold two back for me, and the day I went in, they were all gone. I had to, thank God I had them held back, because if I hadn't paid for them, somebody else would have got them.
Oh, I was wondering if you had to pay double.
Price went up.
No. I think Jeff and I are going to put some black market tickets up on the October 13th.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Uh-huh. You should not say that on the radio.
Oh, were we on the air?
No. Well, I hope Sheriff Newton's not listening.
So October 14th from 4 to 6, there's going to be just a lot of food there. Tell our listeners who haven't been to Taste of Jay County what they might experience.
Yes, the doors are open at 4 p.m., and the serving time from the vendors or the food establishments will be until 6 p.m., so make sure you give yourself enough time to get in there by 6 o'clock and at least get your tray full, and the dining room area will be open until 7 p.m., but what it actually looks like is we will set up tables in the community center, and all of the vendors do a good job of representing their business by maybe decorating or wearing their company shirt or clothing, and just really trying to have fun with it. And they're trying to showcase some of their food items that they feel, or maybe their signature items in their restaurants or food establishments, and want you to taste them so that it brings you back to their location to try more.
And the nice thing is they don't give you a full portion, although some of those small portions are pretty big. But you could taste, well, Jeff and I could probably taste food from 20, 25 different ones, but most people probably a dozen anyway without getting too full.
Yeah, that's right. Most of them are offering samples, but we've noticed in our community a sample is usually a generous portion.
Yeah, the super-sized samples.
Super sample.
So, do we have anybody new this year? I know every year we have the old standbys that come back, but do we have anybody new that we want to acknowledge for the first time?
Actually, I think looking at the list, most of the establishments coming have participated in the past. So we're always looking to grow and bring especially new businesses into the event. But I think everybody that's coming this year has been there before. So you can expect some of the great food again that we've had in the past.
And since we don't have the menus from this year, let's talk about last year's winners and some of the some of the different categories and the food, and so people get an idea of what they might be able to come out and try. Vicki, you want to give us some?
Well, sure. Last year, the winner for the appetizer was the Cottage Grill and Creamery for their wonderful spinach dip, and the salad was Wild Tree Foods for their Italian salad. And the soup was Richard's Family Restaurant for their potato soup. And I think they've probably won that category every year. The sandwich was the Greasy Pickle Bar and Grill for their breaded tenderloin. The side dish was H&H Catering for their cheesy potatoes. The entree was the Cottage Grill and Creamery for their honey pecan chicken. And the pizza, in the pizza category, the winner was Dick's Pizza Palace. And for dessert was the Coffee Cup Diner for their assorted pies. And I think they may have won all three years as well. And for beverage, it was, again, Wild Tree Foods with watermelon lime spritzer. And, of course, the best of taste, which is the overall category, was the Cottage Grill and Creamery for their honey pecan chicken. And if you go into all of these restaurants, you will see that these restaurants are proudly displaying those plaques in their establishments. And one of the perks for winning, those restaurants or caterers have the privilege of using the fact that they have won an award at Taste of Jay County for one full year.
Okay.
So we always encourage them to do that.
Wonderful. And I'm just sitting here listening to you go through that. I was thinking about how much food I piled on my tray last year.
Yes. Look, John, I did want to mention that, you know, we do encourage all of those who will be attending Taste of Jay County to try to visit each one of the food vendors. That way they will, you know, have had the opportunity to taste the food and will be able to then vote on who they think should receive the best of each of those categories.
I'd like to mention one thing, too. You know, a lot of people sample food from some of these vendors for the very first time at Taste of Jay County, and then they go and become a customer.
Absolutely.
And it's really good for the vendors to get that exposure, but sometimes they don't know it. I would ask anybody who comes this year and finds a new item they like at a vendor they've never visited, when they visit them, tell them it's because of Taste of Jay County.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of them that don't know that the business came from there.
And that's exactly what this event is all about. It's a wonderful opportunity for folks in the greater Jay County area to gather at the community center and, you know, have dinner. But the true mission of this, or goal of this event, is to market our area, our local business. So we're glad you mentioned that, John.
Well, and you know, there's kind of a cross purpose there. You know, you want to sit down and socialize with your friends, but then you want to pig out on everything, and sometimes you don't want to do that in public. So it's kind of hard to do. And now you've got a great committee, a wonderful group of people that have been helping you. I know you've done a lot of work on it, but let's recognize the ones that have been there to help you.
Yes, Trustee Monroe, Laura Baldwin, Mandy Mikulski, Kathy Carpenter, Nancy Reed, Janice Fritz, Jake Revere, Tony Bratz, Rose Morgan, Gyneth Augsburger, Carla Horn, Carla Loy, and Elvin Newhouse. Got a great committee. Everybody has their own specialty or skill that they bring to this committee to make this event happen successfully. And we really thank them for putting this time into showcasing our businesses in and around Jay County.
And to complete the atmosphere, you're going to have some original art there?
Yes, absolutely. Excuse me, John. Absolutely. The Alcove Artists Collective, which is a Jay County organization, but there are some artists in it from outside of Jay County, will once again have their art on display and for sale at Taste of Jay County.
Wonderful. You had some great sponsors, too.
Yes, we're very thankful to Indiana Michigan Power that they make it possible for us to get the word out and do the advertising, not only in our county, but actually surrounding counties and communities. And that's really important because the food establishments are really concerned about touching Jay County, but they're looking to expand their clientele, and going outside of the community, it really gives them an opportunity to bring people here to see what they are in one venue, one location, and then they hopefully will revisit that business later.
Yeah. And then your other sponsors are...
Yes. Some of the special thank yous that we want to point out are to Bear Creek Farms. They do a great job in providing some material that we need for the event, the linens and so forth. The Rock Church with the use of the tables. Miller's Merry Manners providing our silverware and plates and so forth. The Flower Nook Beyond the Gilded Willow. Cook's Nursery and Trim. They do a wonderful job in turning the community center into a beautiful place that afternoon by bringing the fall theme to the community center and just making it look fabulous. Portland Lions Club for the use of their tables as well. Pack-a-Sacks for the water that they donate. Coca-Cola for the beverages that they donate. And then, of course, Jay Randolph Developmental Services does a wonderful job in helping us distribute our posters throughout the communities. Again, not just in Jay County, but surrounding counties as well.
You know, I was in Winchester the other day, and I saw four or five posters all
Good.
Over Winchester.
We're glad
so
to hear that.
We've papered the region.
That's right.
So, and Vicki, did you get an up-to-date number before you came in on tickets sold, or do we have some left?
Well, yes, I'm sure there are a few tickets left. I don't have an up-to-date number that have been sold, but I know they're going fast, so... People are coming in every day, and we might mention where the tickets can be purchased. They can be purchased, of course, at the Chamber of Commerce, which is located at the Community Resource Center, at the Flower Nook in Portland, at Main Street Market in Portland, and over in Dunkirk, you can purchase a ticket at Rose Morgan CPA. So, like John said, we certainly do encourage everyone to get their tickets early because we don't want people to be disappointed.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something, John, I want to touch on. We normally don't have tickets available the day of the event. And fortunately, we've had years where some of the committee members or people that were volunteering to work that day have actually given up their tickets for people coming from out of town that heard about it and drove a little bit of a distance, and they've given up their tickets so that person could participate in the event. So make sure you get your tickets early. Make sure that you bring your friends, tell all of your family members, and make it a fun afternoon.
Okay.
And John, I just want to take this opportunity to thank Annette and her committee. These aren't people that just sit around the table and talk. This is a very hard-working committee. It takes a lot to put this event on, and so I want to personally thank them on behalf of the Chamber for all of their efforts in this putting this marketing event together.
Okay. Well, when it comes to getting those extra tickets the day of the event, don't come to Jeff or I.
No, you won't sell yours.
No way. Absolutely not.
I thought I heard something about black market or something.
Yeah.
Why, you know, Jeff is listening.
I'll tell you why. With the pie.
He's on his own when it says black market.
With the pie, the cheesecake, and the chocolate that they had there last year, there's no way I'm going to get rid of my ticket.
No. And we might mention that tickets are $15, and that's for all age groups. It's just a flat $15. So we do encourage, like we've been saying, everybody should get in and get their tickets early.
That's about 10 cents a serving for Jeff and me.
That's right.
So. Jeff,
what a bargain.
Yes, it is. And if you want or need any more information, you can call the Chamber at 260-726-4481. If you want to reserve your tickets over the phone, you can do that, Vicki?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so Chamber, I hope you're listening. Put me down for two. and that's not me and Jeff. That's me and my wife.
Jeff, you're on your own.
Oh, man. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect.
No respect.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, why don't you pay a couple bills? We come back, we'll review this to make sure our listeners have all the pertinent information.
You know, I'll pay you a compliment. After that, it's Pilates, here you come.
Yeah, you know what? The sweat-a-thons before the Taste of Jay County, I think they've got it just backwards. Maybe we'll have to have a second sweat-a-thon a week after.
Yeah, that may be a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.